Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As turbulent as this year has been, financially, economically, and politically, look for the year 2018 to be even more so. That is not good news. Unfortunately, almost no government official today seems to understand the purpose of money. It really comes down to three roles. First, it is a measure of value. Second, it is an instrument trusted by parties to facilitate transactions between parties who may be strangers. Third, it is a system of communication. In order to serve as a form of measurement, trust, and communication, it is necessary that money be stable. If it is not, the economy suffers, and in the worst instances, a society can be destroyed. I have repeatedly stated that the Federal Reserve Bank is doomed to fail in stabilizing America's money, which should be its primary and perhaps only function. Even the Federal Open Market Committee explicitly makes it clear that a stable money is not a priority. In the announcement at the end of its mid-December meeting, it stated, quote, "Consistent with its statutory mandate, the committee seeks to foster maximum employment and price stability," unquote. This phrase is repeated in just about every Fed pronouncement. Later, this announcement stated that the Fed seeks consumer price increases of at least 2% annually. With a stable currency, the process of innovation almost always results in falling consumer prices. Think of computers, televisions, cell phones, and the like. Further, a stable monetary system encourages business investment, rising employment, rising incomes, a reduction in poverty, and freedom. If you need proof of this concept, just look at the history of America up into the 20th century. Because the Federal Reserve does not focus on stability of the money, it is destined to fail at its stated mandates. In upcoming commentaries, I will go into more detail with examples of how the U.S. government's failure to focus on stable money has caused economic damage in the past, and why I expect 2018 may become the most turbulent year in American economic history. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.